Morning is just a thin line to the east. He just steps in the corral and captures a beast. Cold saddle blankets, hey, cock-a-doodle-doo, don't buck now, you booger, you'll break me in two. And your head starts working on the last pass around. Saddle horses are wrangled, draft horses cut out. You shuts the gate and you steps to the ground. It's hot black coffee you're thinking about now, and biscuits and gravy and eggs over light. The foreman's wife is a beautiful sight. Jokes and jabs and the cow boss's orders are chewing a toothpick, and you're out the door to saddle a horse you'll use for the day, making sure your rigging's got no extra play. He steps aboard light with him all gathered up, 'cause you know firsthand this critter can buck. Ease him out at a walk and head north towards the dump. You'll be asking to trot when he loses his hump. He hits a slow lope on the Badger Highway. It's a cool morning, blue sky, cowboy day. And the brooks are babbling down through the holes, and the metal arc sings the songs in your soul. And the wildflowers blaze any color you suppose, as the smell of the sagebrush and pine fill your nose. Now the horse that you're on, he's big and he's lean, quick, tough, smart, and a little bit mean. His saddle's no place for the meek or the green. He's a sure enough rip-snorting cowboy machine. And the place that you're headed is pretty intense. Continental Divide is the back fence. There's 10,000 acres of mountain and rock there, and 1,200 head to check in a doctor. And to make matters worse, or better, you think, they're all yearling heifers, unpredictable dinks. They'll run and they'll hide till hell freezes twice, then kick up their heels as you skate on the ice. But this ain't no colt, and you ain't no kid. So you jerks out your rope, and you pulls down your lid, and you climbs and you cruises the sagebrush and aspen, till you find your cow brute what's droopy and raspy. And you'll tag her just before she gets to the brush, and trip her and tie her in a big rush, and pack her with sulfa and penicillin. She'll turn for the better, good Lord willing. Lots of foot rot and pink eye today, but that don't mean the boogers can't play. They've ducked and they've dodged till who laid a chunk. But you managed to capture a pretty good hunk. Linebacked old heifer with a sly side dart almost upset the whole apple cart. And a bald-faced old bag sure slammed on her brakes when we dived off a ledge and got in her way. It's the heat of the day now, sun straight overhead. And you and your hoss is packing some lead. You hanker for rest and a biscuit or two, and you figures you got that much coming to you. Now your horse likes the grass that grows neath the aspen, and the shade there is welcome as peace everlasting. So you find such a place with a creek close by to soothe the bruises of a hard ride. You hobbles, unbridles him, loosens his girth, then set yourself down in the cool green earth, surrounds your grub and drinks your fill, and takes a siesta way back in the hills. Well, a catnap is all you require. Still you lay there and ponder your thoughts. The world sure has its briars. Take, for instance, this good old cow hoss. He was a wild-eyed ring-tailed dandy. Hell, they give up on him before they give him to me, but it's the same for horses as it is for men. He just needed a job and a kick in his shin. Well, the afternoon spent with the usual flair, a close call here, a catastrophe there. But still, we save more than a couple of hides. That's why we get paid for making these rides. Storm blew through for about 30 minutes. You'd swear that Satan himself was in it. You're so glad your pony season plumbed through. Close lightning's unloaded a few buckaroos. You're wet as a fish, but you ain't gonna melt. And the sun feels the best it ever has felt. You're all steamed up like an overdue freight, but you're dry as a duck time you get to the gate. Now, there are those that thinks the cowboy's a crude, ignorant cuss. Truth is, we know savvy them, they know savvy us. But there's one chore that sticks in my mind when a cowboy's job cuts into sublime. It's when you and your horse form a leathery feather and drift 2-3 yearlings out of a gether and trail them up someplace they don't want to go when they're needing a vet or whatever, you know. You sit them just so when you go through a gate. Don't rile them up, for heaven's sakes. Those that have tried it say it's kind of an art to pen them in the home corral before dark. And we're trailing two of them home this night. We'll probably ship the one. The other will be all right. One wrong move, now the air's turned cool, and these two yearling heifers make you look like a fool. Punch him into the catch with a whoop! Smile, you've been walking on eggs for the last few miles, and if one would have broke, the fur would have flew. No telling when you'd got another crack at them too. Your horse rolls in the dirt while you put up your tack, then savors his grain while you scratch his back. It's an evening ritual you both enjoy. You don't covet nothing when you ride this old boy. He heads for the Timothy down by the lake, and you saunters towards the house for soup and steak, to mixin' up with compadres and finish your pie, like folks do when they're satisfied. When supper is done, there's little time for play. You sleep hard all night if you work hard all day, and before you fall off your log to float in the air, you may have time for a little prayer. Lord, I thank you for this cowboy day. I had me some fun earning my pay, and I like to think you keep meat on the table for a country that needs to keep fit and able. But a cow with no horse, Lord, is boring as hell. And a horse with no cows don't ring my bells. It's a good life you gave me, these horses and cattle. And thanks again, Lord, for my day in the saddle. Amen.